You have the page from last week. We were in the middle of doing a Torah from the Tzemach Tzedek. We learned the fifth parak in Arisa Torah from Rav Kook. And at the end of the parak, Rav Kook talks about Susi Eishin and Asvin Deraisa, a very deep teaching of Chazal. It's found in the Tikkun Zohar that the Oisius of the Aleph Beis, the Oisius of Torah, are referred to as Susei Eish, fiery horses, Susei Eish. And Rav Kook was explaining how there are people who rely entirely on their own seichel, the infantrymen who work their way through the sugyas of Torah, understanding the Devar Hashem, who sometimes come to a place in their learning where they hit a brick wall, and the human mind, that human mind, specifically that person, can't go beyond. So Rav Kook says that he hops onto the Susei Eish. There's something called the Oisius, the fiery horses, the Susei Eish, the Oisius of Torah. Then you have another person, the Chlal, has a difficult time understanding. Even he can occasionally take such a trip. And even the person, let's say, who's gone very, very, very far using his own seichel, he's fantastic. And he understands that sugi that he's learning. He understands that inyan, that pasuk, whatever it is. But then the beautiful, beautiful embellishments of Torah, the crowns of Torah, the sweetness of something higher than what the mind can understand, Susei Eish, fiery horses. So we need to understand a little bit more about that, to touch upon the sugi of the Isis of the letters, because as I told you last week, it's a Mayim She'en Lahem Seif, it's infinite. But a little bit to understand what that means, kaidim, the inyan, what it means, and then for regular people who are not familiar with, forget about fiery horses, we stay away from regular horses. What does that mean, that the Isis are Susei Eish, and is it possible for people like us to also hop on? Like, how do you do that? What's Rav Kook talking about? What does that mean? So the beginning of unraveling the mystery is this piece that we started last week from the Tzemach Tzedek. It's found in the Likutim, which the Tzemach Tzedek himself wrote in his very, very big sefer on Chumash. And we were learning, because of the difficulties, the inyan, I'll repeat just a little bit for a minute. We were learning that there are different madrigas, of course, in creation. And creation is divided into four general categories as far as the material of creation: arma, eish, ruach, mayim, and ofer. Also, doimem, tzemeach, chai, medaber, right? There's fire and wind, water and earth. And there's doimem, the inanimate, plants, animals, and human beings that speak. Of course, the Darga, the Maral, and the Yehuda Levi spend a lot of time in the whole, in all of Plinius the Torah is going on that Nakuda, that there's a higher min in all of creation, which is, of course, what?
Yisrael.
So it's an under a min. It's a different min of a human being. It's not a human being. It's something different. It's a different min, a Yisrael, a Yid. Okay, that's not for now. The lowest of the elements is daimem, is offer, the earth. It's inanimate. It appears to be lifeless. And yet we find that in the Svarim HaKadoshim, in the Zohar Kisvei Ari, that offer is the bechina of malchus. Malchus, which is the lowest of the spheres. Malchus, which is the domain of this world. Again, they're different. In each of the spheres, there's a beginning of Malchus. But the lowest Malchus, Shabba Malchus, in the Olam HaAsiyah, in this physical world, Malchus of Malchus is the world that we're in. And the Inyan of Malchus, which is David HaMelech, now we associate David HaMelech with when we speak, and we say, even when you say the word Malchus and David HaMelech, we were talking this morning, we were learning about Kum Chosev Beis HaMelech. And the Midah of Malchus, which we associate Malchus royalty with splendor and wealth, what's the connection to Ofa? Rav Avinu says, "Anecha Ofa ve'Efe, Ofa ani v'chaya, kol shekein v'misasi." What's the connection to Malchus? So we know that the Bechina of Malchus, true Malchus, Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Hashem. I'm not talking about what Melachim are in the world, particularly now there's what's Malchus in the world, whatever politics in the world, which is all gaiva, which is all ego and so on. Malchus of David HaMelech, true Malchus is, Lais the Megamei Klum, have nothing of my own. Like David HaMelech says, so Michal, his wife, so what are you dancing? Are you like going around dancing like that? And David HaMelech says, it's Malchus. Malchus is Leis Nevega Meklum. I have nothing only what the way Olam shines into me, which is the last of the spheres, which is Makabel from all the highest spheres, which is the Inin of Bittul to Hashem, complete and total Bittul Hashem, which is David HaMelech, which is the Inin of Ofa Ve'efa, Bittul to Hashem. So, the Isis, the letters of the Aleph Beis, they're not like any of the letters in the world. The letters of the Aleph Beis are referred to in the Sefer Yetzirah of Avraham Avinu. The Isis are called Avonim, stones. I hope this is beginning to sound familiar. They're called stones. Avon, Evan, a stone, of course, comes from the element of Ofer, the earth. Daimim, inanimate, plushit. Everybody steps on it. What does it do? It's only Makabel. The whole need of the Ofer is that it's Makabel. It holds us up. We can walk on it. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't resist. And the letters of the Aleph Beis are called Avonim. And then you create batim by putting this Evan with that Evan. You make stone. You put this stone with that stone. You build houses and you build then towns and villages and cities. That's the Inyan of the Isis of the Aleph Beis. Evan Masu Habayim. Evan Masu Habayim, meaning that people don't think offhand that the letters of the Aleph Beis are particularly significant. The Avonim, the stones, the lowest Madrega, Malchus, the sphere of Malchus. Remember, David HaMelech was not looked upon highly. David HaMelech was an outcast. We spoke about that last Friday. He was an outcast. Evan Masu Habayim was about him. The thing that we're looking for in life is Sameach and Chai, Spilus and Hisrakshus and Chiyus and so on. And the Isis don't seem to provide that. The letters themselves don't seem to have that. But Davka, through the Isis, a person is able to achieve the highest madrigas of Dvekas Hashem through the letters, the Susei Eish. So how did these lifeless stones become Susei Eish, fire? How did they become fire? What does that mean? From Evan Masu Habayim is Haisa the Reish Pina. Right? Evan Masu Habayim, that the builders, we were talking about that last Erev Shabbos, the builders rejected this, nothing. And Davke, Evan Masu Habayim is Haisa the Reish Pina. That the sphere of Malchus, the lowest of the spheres, is Davke, is Reishan knows b'tchilasim, is that the connection is between the highest of everything, which is the crown, which is Keser, and the lowest of the spheres is Malchus. Vitin l'chav Keser Malchus. Dabar Malchus is wearing the crown, and everybody else, what? Him? He's wearing the crown. And the same thing with Isis. What? The Isis? The letters? The letters of the alabes? That's for children. Tell me, big kavanas in the letters, all kinds of deep thoughts in the words, and in the paragraphs, and in the svarim, and your big baal machshava. And Isis, avanim, evan ma'asav abayim. So we're up. I hope you also made an arrow there. I did. So, on the left-hand side of the page, around the 10th line, where it says, Va'ala Omar David Evan Masa Bainim. You have? I found it to be very helpful when I make a little arrow. It's a good thing. Make a little arrow. Va'ala Omar David Evan Masa Habainim Haisla Reshpina. And regarding this, David Melech said, Evan, and he knew it. He knew it himself, firsthand. Evan Masu Habainim, the stone that was rejected by the builders, Davka, that stone, Haisle Reishpina. That would be the cornerstone. Like I mentioned last week, the Medrash, the story about the stone, when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, didn't fit, and they threw it on the side, right? At the end last week. And it turns out that the whole Beis HaMikdash was waiting for that stone. U'kamosha kosov harav hamagidzal, sus v'roichvai. So now the Tzemach Tzedek begins to explain the inyan of the horse. Sus v'rochvoy, in Parshas B'Shalach, by the Shiras Hayom, when our enemies were drowned in the Yamsuf. Sus v'rochvoy rom v'yom, the whole ride that the Vayishlam gave them on the water, then in the water. K'moysha odom ha'roichev ala sus. So the Mezuzah Magid explains. K'moysha odom ha'roichev ala sus, hu l'mayla, v'asus l'mata. When a person is riding on the horse, so the person is l'mayla, the person is very, very chashiv. He's the one that's riding the horse, and he's in charge, and the horse is l'mata, is underneath. Afal pichein, nevertheless, Ein ha'odim ha'roichev yochal ba'atz me'leilech al har gavaya b'lisus. The person who's riding the horse, the driver, he can't get onto that mountain. He can't go to that place without the horse. Vasus mevi is odim ha'roichev l'makim shein ha'odim ba'atz me'yochal hagiyasham. And the horse brings the person, even though the person has the mile of being a human being, and he is the manhig of the, he is the nahag, he's driving this. But the truth is that if the horse were to say, I'm retiring, then this guy wouldn't be able to get to where he has to go. And if he would want to, it could take a long, long, long time. But he himself can't get there. So the person's greater than the horse, is higher than the horse. Afal pichein, he needs the horse. And this lower level of creation, the horse, is able to transport him to places where he himself can't go. Asus mevi is ha'odom ha'roichu l'mokim shein ha'odom ba'atzmi yachal agiyashah. L'chein ha'isi is nekrois susa. Therefore, Tzemach Tzedek, he's bringing this teaching from the Mezuzah Magid. Therefore, the isis of the Aleph Beis are called susim, horses. Ki af shehem lamata mibchinas ha-seichel v'hamidas. Because even though the letters themselves, the Aleph Beis, are lower, on a lower level than seichel and midas. Seichel meaning it's lower than chachma bin and das, right? That's, even a little child could say, Aleph, 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 it's Aleph. So it's lower itself than seichel. Than the Madregas of Chabad of Chacham Bin Adas. And it's lower than Chesed Vut of Resnat Zachayis. It's lower than the Midas. Those are the Midas. Chesed Vut of Resnat Zachayis. Those are the Midas. The Isis are very, very simple, like stones. Roichven al ha'Isis umanhigon. And therefore, the person is the rider who rides upon the Isis. a Baal Seichel takes the Oisius and he puts them together, makes beautiful poems, beautiful essays, and beautiful svarim. And he puts together the Oisius to create or to reveal very beautiful ideas. So the person, through the Seichel and the Midas, articulating and expressing himself, he's controlling the Oisius. When you're expressing yourself, when you're writing or you're speaking or whatever, you're expressing yourself, you're controlling the Oisius. You have 22 Oisius and you're arranging them. You want to say, you're my best friend. So good. So you arrange the Oisius, the Aleph Beis, after you did nefeshally, and you arrange the Oisius of those words, and you have now your Seichel, which is thinking about how you want to say something nice to your friend, and your Midas, which feels a great respect and love for your friend. Now your Mevate, you express this by writing upon the Oisius, and the Oisius say, you did nafshi, friend of my soul. Good. And then the guy, your friend, feels good, and you give each other a hug. Good. So you're the roichev, you're the manig, you're driving, you're in charge. And afal pichein, even though you're a big knacker, you're the driver, the truth is that the seichel, your seichel that's thinking about your friend, and your midas that loves your friend, and the sa'alu, haseichel v'amidas davka al yidei ha'isiyas. If not, you'd be walking around with that in your head and in your heart. Your friend would never know that, wouldn't know that. You wouldn't have expressed it. Even by the person expressing that himself, the thoughts and the emotions, as we all know, have it themselves, an aliyah. Not just what your friend knows. You yourself have an aliyah by expressing it. Hermanti ki adaber. Dibur. V'chol ha'alo mimata l'malu hu'ayde ha'aisiyas davke. And the ability to ascend milamata, from lamata, mimata l'malu, is davka from the Isis, which is the lowest, which is malchus, which are stones, which are rocks. The davka, the horse, davka, that is the way that every aliyah takes place. Kol halah. And even if you don't say the words, when you're thinking, you also have the Isis. Those are Isis of machshava. We'll talk about them. The Isis of machshava. So even before you say it to your friend, you did nafshi in your head. In whatever language you speak, obviously we're talking about Lashonenu, Lashon HaKodesh, which is the Oisius of creation. So you have the Oisius in your head. It's also Oisius, even though you haven't said them yet. The thought, this unspecific, this thought or feeling are not yet able to take hold of who you are until you begin to have the Oisius, the letters, even though the letters are Parshat, the horse, it's Daimon. Only with the Oisius come together in your head. So Chol Halo Mimata Lamalu, like the Oisius Davke, the Kaimelon Hirer Lay Ovid Midi, a feeling. Again, a hearer isn't a clear thought. It's a hergish. Le'ovir midei doesn't do anything. Rak tzarech li'as dibur davke. Dibur, speech. But again, there are madregas of speaking within one's head also. But then, dibur mamish. Rak tzarech li'as dibur davke. Why the Oisius are just avonim? Why do they have to be expressed? And even we're not going into the shittas in halacha in Hilchos Tamei Torah, that when a person learns ve'yisa b'yom v'layla, is it bechlal if you're looking at Rav Shulchan Aruch? Is it bechlal a key in Tamei Torah if you're not pronouncing the letters? If you're just looking at the sefer and thinking, you're not mouthing the words. It's not so possible that you get to the mitzvah deraisa of Tamei Torah by reading, the way that you'll have to read the paper. When a Jew learns, he says the words. When we daven, when we learn, we say the words. Even if it's not loud, but the words are mouthed. The oisiyas come out from the mouth. And when a person learns, one should try to do that as much as possible. Doesn't feel loud, but to read, to say the words. V'chein b'kriyos Shmoneh Esrei. And so, when the person during Shmoneh Esrei is kareya, at the times he has to bend down in Shmoneh Esrei. V'chein b'kriyos Shmoneh Esrei. V'hakriya hi yud. The physical motions that we make with our bodies are themselves expressions of Isis. There's machshava, there's Isis of machshava, of thought, there's Isis of speech, and there's the Isis of how our bodies move. Hemikrius, by Shmanesrei, by Akrihi Yud, the bowing down, the going down is the Yud, and then the standing up is Vav. L'chein, b'chines malchus nikrasus. This is why, the Tzemach Tzedek explains that this is why malchus, the b'china of malchus, is called sus. He's explaining what we learned in the Arisa Torah. This is why malchus is called sus, horse. That even though it's the lowest of the spheres, like the stone, that's the lowest, but all the aliyahs, in order to get somewhere, davka take place through the Isis, which is the horse. Even though the person is riding the horse and is greater than the horse, so the highest spheres are greater and higher. But the aliyah takes place davka through malchus. L'chein b'chinas malchus nikra sus. Therefore, the b'china of malchus is called the horse. The lowest of the spheres is called sus. V'zeir anpin nikra reichvai. V'zeir anpin, for our purposes now, is just referring to chesed gevurah tiferes. It's talking about the midas. Chesed gevurah tiferes nesach hayden yisai. So the v'zeir anpin is called the reichvai, which goes higher up to even the Chabad, meaning it's the seichel and midas. What we were talking about before, the intellect and emotions, that's Zeir Anpin. That's what we'll call Zeir Anpin for now. Even though they're Chilukim, but it's for now, that's what it means. So the Zeir Anpin, meaning the Chabad and the Midas, Seichel and Midas, that's the rider, that's the driver. Seichel, ideas, thoughts, concepts, emotions, these are very, very deep and rich thoughts and feelings. That's the rider. So b'chinas malchus nikrasus, v'ze'anpin nikrareichvai, and the seichel midas is called the rider. Rak she'b'chinas malchus, af shehi b'chinas evan, and yet the Tzemach Tzedek says, the b'china of malchus, the lowest of the spheres, af shehi b'chinas evan, even though it's the b'china of evan, which is daimim, which is the lowest element. Remember, the Isis are called avonim. Af shehi b'chinas evan, b'chinas daimim, hayis l'reish pina. That's what Dor Malchus is saying. Hayis l'reish pina. The midah of Malchus, which is Dor Malchus himself. Hayis l'reish pina. Where Dor Malchus' whole yichus was in question. All that we spoke about. It's interesting because again, not fun to go into, but the whole nitzachon of the sitcha'ach, of the klipa, of plishtim, took place with what? How? What was nitzachon of David Melech?
Stone.
The stones. With five smooth stones. That was the whole nitzachon. It's a very, very big inyan in the Svarma Gedashim. And it's still the nitzachon over the plishtim. Yeah. We don't know how to throw stones. We don't know how to throw stones. We've lost our ability to use our weapon, our greatest weapon, which Rabbi Nachman was talking about in the second Torah, is Klimach, is the Klei Zayin of Mashiach. It's Tefillah. Oisius. The greatest weapon that we have are the Oisius. The whole Nitzach Nadavid over the Sitra Achra, over the Klipa of the Plishtim, is with the Oisius. So instead of the correct use of the Isis, which would mean the destruction of Plishtim, so Yidden are using Isis, Diburim, phony talk with the Plishtim, making talking to Plishtim like talking to Sitra Achra instead of what David did to Goliath. Was that one clap with one stone? If we would believe it, we could do it. Right between the eyes. That's all it takes. One clap. But instead we have all the shakronim, with all the diburim that are havel havalim, and not the oisius of Aleph Beis, not the oisius of Torah. Actually, b'chinas malchus, avshi b'chinas evin, b'chinas daimim ha'isa l'roish pina. The oisius is ha'isa l'roish pina, shemagbaz, zeh anpin l'mal l'mal. The dafka, the oisius, remember that's what Rav Kook was saying, is that you can't understand it with your seichel. You can't feel something with your midas. That by the oisius of the Aleph Beis, that's what Rav Kook was saying. That through the oisius, that the zeh anpin, which again means seichel and midas, for our purposes now, Seichel and Midas can be lifted up. Lamal Lamal. Kamesha Isis Malam is a Seichel Vahamidas. Lamakim Shalamalam and a Seichel. The same way that the Isis are able to lift up the Seichel and the Midas to a place that's higher than Seichel and Midas. That's higher than what you were thinking. And it's higher than what you were feeling through the Isis of the Aleph Beis. That Hashem Yisbarach gave us such a thing. How could that be? You know, I was in Prague, my wife and I were in Prague this summer. And they're making good money there on the Golem, you know? It's big Golem, who would have thought there would be such a money maker? It's big money, the Golem. It's a whole society that revolves around the golem, which works when you have human beings who attack the golems. That's how you sell it. Your golem, is this the golem? And you know, I'm listening to so we're going with our chevra, and I didn't talk about the golem at all to our chevra that we were there. I didn't talk about the golem at all. I spoke about people learning my route again. I talk about the Indian of a golem. Whether I believe in it, I don't believe in it, that's not important. We know that by now we already know that there's not one of us would for a second be mistopic that the Maral could do such a thing. But that it actually happened. Yeah, it's not one of us told me to mention a word about it. There's not one record, there's not one thing. Mostly it was Jews wishing. And the respect that Jews had for such a tzaddik, the moral, there's no question. As we see from Chazal, the tzaddikim that could use the Sefer Yetzirah, and the Sefer Yetzirah of the letters, to use the letters. And I believe 1,000,000% the moral had such a kayak. Whether or not there was I was in Borough Park last week, they're making a play in Yiddish, I saw. They're golem from Prague. But you should see on this picture what they made the golem. This is new. They have the golem Like, it looks like, remember when we were kids, there was a comic called The Incredible Hulk? Okay, they have the golem holding on to the building. He's taller than the building, the castle. In Prague, you have the beautiful castles. He's holding on to the castle. He's like pulling down the castle in Prague. He made it already. He got so big, the golem, over the years. How he grew. The golem grew. So, I mean, that I grew, when I was growing up, and I did something particularly dumb, my father would call me a golem. That's how I remember my earliest memories of golem. Except, you know, like they say, that your father made a golem that could talk. Your father's even bigger than the Maral. The Maral made a golem that couldn't talk. But your father made a golem that knows how to talk. So that's usually how Yidden use the word, a golem. So I'm listening, you know, like the tour guide is saying, you have the packed. You can barely walk on the streets there. And when you go closer to the shul, with the Altanai shul, there's upstairs, they say, you know, and so you should see what goes on over there with the people. And you have these guys, they're saying they're such bubamises that they're saying over. And they're talking about the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and that and Rabbi Lowy, like this, and they have these going taking pictures and looking and this and that. And it's and I'm thinking, this is all the Isis of the Olive Base, the whole Dimion that we're living in, the whole Dimion. If we would be able to say, just like with the Baal Shem HaKadosh, when he forgot everything, he brought everything back by saying Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal. All the Dimyonis, that the whole world is a golem, the whole world is a mistake. So we're walking around over here, that such bizyonis. That we went to Davin Friday night in Maral Shul. I didn't go back Shabbos morning. Friday night, there's all tourists come in there to Davin. And there's also Baruch Hashem. There's a minyan. There's been a minyan. It's there. It's the guy, the fellow that we were talking to, that's a chosh of a person. He was saying that it's the longest uninterrupted minyan in the whole Europe. That they haven't missed the Shachas Minchamar. That's what he said. Since that time, it's since the time before the Maral, there's been the Shachas. It means during the Milchama too. It's a chiddush. So it's a chosh of a place, and I really very much wanted that. But then I saw it was already like a tourist thing, and the other things, funny things over there. So, but I was thinking, this is what happened to the Maral. I was looking at the Maral's chair. I was sitting this far, like from the Maral's chair. And have a thing around it, and the Maral was very, he has a place where he put his siddur. It's very high. He was very, very tall, the Maral. And I'm sitting, I'm looking there, this is the Maral stood over here. Who cares about a golem? And what's the meaning of a golem? It's the Maral from Prague was davening over here, in this place. And they're coming here, pictures, and this and that, and taking, Shabbos are not allowed to come with cameras. There's very strong security there. So, what's the oasis of the Bria with the tzaddikim and the Maral and all the tzaddikim, those big tzaddikim, that the oasis, the ikka, they have the oasis, was the oasis of Torah and of Tefillah. That the Maral stood there and he was saying the letters of the Alabes and his Tefillahs. To me, that was the biggest inspiration in the world. And if the Maral made a golem and it's up there someplace, and he made a thing with the oasis, if it was helpful, he was able to kill a couple of our Ivan, that's also good. But that's not the Ikka. But the Ikka is that the Maral stood here and said the Isis, and he taught here in this Beis Medrash, and he davened over here. That's the most unbelievable thing, most inspiring thing. The Isis at the Olive Beis. The Isis themselves are golden. Meaning they're shaped, they're from, but they're daimimim. It's daimimim, it's inanimate. So he says, how is that possible? How could it be that the oisiyas that are themselves daimimim, inanimate, and appear to be to us lifeless, how could it be that these oisiyas can take the person higher, the horse, can get you to a place where you can't get? Can take you to a place that's higher than your seichel midas. Certainly, obviously, that doesn't work with any other language. That doesn't work with any language, with any Goyish language, with any Isis, in any other Isis. Only in the Isis of Lashon HaKodesh. How could that be? So he says, Vahainu, now this is, we're going to try to learn a little bit more about this because it's not going to yet be understood. But we're just starting. We'll work on it. Vahainu mishum shahagam shaha'aisiyas heim b'chinas doimeim. Hagam, that the aisiyas are themselves inanimate, they're doimeim. Right? The aisiyas themselves don't have life, especially without the Nekudas, we're talking about last Shabbos. The Daimim. Avol Shoyresh Oisius, however, the root of the Oisius, same thing with Malchus. What are we saying about the Oisius is the same thing with Malchus. Remember I said before that the highest point is connected to the lowest point. That's the circle. Vahin Vishum Shagam Shoisius, Hein Bechines Daimim. Avol Shoyresh Oisius, Vahad Daimim. However, the root of the Isis, where they come from, that's what we're going to learn more about, where they come from, the root of the Isis, and the root of Daimain, of that which is inanimate, which doesn't have a life of its own. You see, we look at things that have life as being very, very chashev. And the bigger the life, the more chashev. But that's all part of the dimyon that I was talking about from the streets of Prague, or Manhattan, or anywhere else. You give the appearance of having a life. The rock is very honest. The rock has no life other than what the Kodesh Baruch Hu breathes into it. It doesn't confuse, it doesn't make believe, it's not trying to, that's Dovra Melch, it's not trying to make itself into something, all it has is the light of Hashem. So even though the Isis themselves are daimim, and people look at, Evan Masu Abayinim, that's ice. The Shoresh in the Makar is the highest. The root, the Shoresh in the Makar is the highest thing. It comes from a place where there's no stira with Elokus, where there's no conflict with the Creator, where there's complete and total oneness and to be totally at peace with the Creator. Where that's the Inyan of Dovra Melech, which is Bittul. Malchus, David Malach, the place I invite you, Shafel Be'enai, Vershal, whatever you want. I'm a Shafer, you blow through me a sound, whatever sound you blow, out. That's it. Whatever you need me to do, I'm here. Hineini. When Avraham Avinu says, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, what he's saying is, must be a nicer way to talk about yourself. I'm Ofer Ve'efer, dust, dirt, and ashes, which means this Bechin of Daimon of the Isis. So Avraham Avinu says, "Anoich Ofer Ve'efer," which Avraham Avinu used that. Avraham also had Lashon. It's like, so what's? Why couldn't he say something? Wasn't he Anoich Ofer Ve'efer? Avraham Avinu says that my whole existence is just to serve you. When it says by Aaron HaKohen, "Vayidoim Aaron," and Aaron was silent, it doesn't just mean he didn't talk. It's a lashon of doimim. Silence in Hebrew is, how do you say silence in Hebrew? Demama. Demama. Vayidim Aaron. So he's saying, so Aaron, say something. Or at least, you know, build a memorial, make some speeches, something. Still. Vayidim Aaron. Demama. The demama of the daimim is itself, even though it looks to the world like, but it in itself, the shorish of it, is goes higher than anything. There's no contradiction with the lakus. I'm not raising myself up to be something other than what God tells me to be. I'm not living a life separate from God. It's what I am, what God wants me to be. That's what Iraq is. It's just a muscle in this world to think of this. That's what Iraq is. A plant has certain demyanis, you understand? A plant has certain demyanis. It says, look at me. And especially if it has flowers and it has fruits, he starts to think of himself. An animal, you see how they tear at each other and kill. which is nothing, it's not as bad what human beings do to each other. But at least animals are honest about, and this one knows how to watch out for the other one. You go to the people, they say, oh, how are you? I love you so much. And then a daimim, a rock? The kolosi oidni zois veisi shachal ve'einai. Ofa ve'eifa. Walk on me. Ofa ve'eifa. That's all. Shoyrish ha'isis v'hadoim m'karn l'malam n'aseh. The shoyrish, the root of the isis, of the letters of the olive base. That's why I said, we were talking about the list, they can make, nowadays they're making the fanciest sidurim. Right, we're talking about this a lot. And you can have all the different translations and bilinear on the side and on the top and underneath and inside. They're going to make them so 3D. You want to see? I know, it sounds funny now. Stay tuned. There's going to be a siddur where when you look at the Hebrew word, you're able to see through the letters into the English word. You're not going to have to go to the side or on top. Huh? It's a good idea. It sounds like, right? You look at the Isis. Okay, it's my idea, Shmuel. So you look at the Isis and you'll see through the Isis the English. Because it's, what am I, a schlep? I have to go on top, I have to go on the side. But forget about it. In the old days, a person had to look on the bottom or something. I'm going to look through the ice and it's going to be 3D somehow.
Come with special glasses.
Yeah, everybody's going to wear dark glasses into shul. And you look at the siddur, and you're going to see through the ices, you're going to see the... Sounding better as I talk about it. So you look through the ices, and you see the English of the... Whatever, French, English, whatever. You look through the ices. And you know what? So they're going to have that. I mean, it won't be this year, it'll be next year, 2 years. They're going to have such a siddur. They'll have a siddur like that. You'll see. Huh? That's the following year. You look at the shear and you'll see the water and the living siddur, it's going to be called. The living siddur.
You
get wet. You get wet. Right. The living spritzes out. Like they have on these rides. They go on these rides and the thing moves. You're not going anywhere, but it moves and it starts to spritz, right? So, yeah, they have something like that. And they're going to have all this. It's going to be just a year, 2-3 years. It's going to be all these things. And you know what? And we're going to still, there'll be left, there should be left in the world an Alta Yid. And you look at that Alta Yid and you see the way that she says a capital Tehillim. With an old Tehillim. That the pages are worn. There's no 3D, nothing fancy, no translation. If it has Yiddish types, which she doesn't even look at. The Isis. But you have to be so humble to be in that place. You have to be very, very humble to be in that place. The Isis. To be able to ride on the Isis. We'll talk a lot more about it. But with all the fancy Siddurim, because we want someone to have Kavana for us. You want someone to have Kavana for you. So I can't have Kavana. So we were trying because we are sincere. We'd like to daven better. So we're making all kinds of things to help us daven better. The highest level of davening, which we see from the tzaddikim, not just by the chassidim, by the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, by the old mekubalim and so the tzaddikim, the highest madrega of tefillah is the Isis, just the Isis, to see the Isis in your head, to say the letters and to see the letters in your head is the highest madrega. The susay eish gets you higher than any seichel and any midas and any kavanas. The Isis. Where it's hard for us to hold cup like that. We're not in such a madrega. Therefore, we settle for trying to understand the words of the saying. It's a very low madrega. Even though it sounds strange. Because the Shirish Isis, the Hadaimim, Mekar Lamalam and Asaych. Skip this a little bit. Not for us. After the parentheses. The Pchinas Keser El Yoin. You see, just another, go three lines down, the beginning of the sentence. That the Shirish, the Mekar of the letters, is higher than what? It's higher than Seich Lamidas. It's higher than thoughts and feelings. Where does it come from? Mepchinas Keser Elyon, the highest crown. Vizel Keser Malchus. Now Malchus is the lowest sphere. Keser is the highest. Keser Malchus. That's why on Rosh Hashanah there's so many Isis. You daven so much. Words. That is Isis. So Keser Malchus. Ki Malchus Mekar V'Shar Hashem in Keser. We know that the Saif Ma'aseh V'Machshava Tchila. Malchus, which is the Saif Ma'aseh, which is Davin Malchus V'Mashiach. Machshava Tchila. Ruach Elokim Rachev Zal Pnei Ma'ayin is Ruach Hashem Mashiach. Ruach HaPenim Mashiach Hashem. The beginning and the end is always connected. So the lowest is Malchus, which is Keser Malchus, the crown which is the highest. Ki Malchus Mekarev V'Shar Hashem in Keser Hainu L'mayla Min HaSeichel. Now the crown is worn on top of your head, because the crown is higher than the intellect. It's me'ever, like we were talking about last year. It's beyond my thoughts. It's higher. It's the place where Ratzon comes from. It's higher than what I consciously think or what I consciously feel. It comes from that place which is the highest, the raiva, the raiva, the Ratzon of its highness, all the way up to that place of that place which one doesn't understand or one doesn't know. Vav shalamata nikra evan, and even though here in this world the Isis are like stone, are stones, and that what evan is evan masu habayim, Isis. Nah, the big madrigas of thinking and feeling. Isis is the lowest thing, and the beginning of malchus of David Malchus is evan masu habayim. So someone says, by the way, we understand that davening, the mile of davening, the greatness of davening is davke by saying the words. You don't read them. It's by saying the oisius. By mouthing those oisius, aleph, beis, gimel, that are put into words. Asher yoshev v'yisach. K'mei shekosev, Mizah Harav HaMagid Zal, the Mizah Chamagid, Al Posik, on the Posik, Boy Atav Kol Beischa El Ateva. When the Baruch Shalom says to Noach, come with your entire family, with your household, come into the Teva, which Mizah Chamagid, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught us that the Teva means, what does Teva also mean? It doesn't mean just a boat, it means what? A word. It means the words, the Isis. And that's talking about davening. Boy after the kol beischel ateva, come yourself, all the with your seichel and your midas, with all that you are, enter into where the letters, into the teva, which means the boat, which is a word. And also, the boat takes you to a place where you can't go. There's a marble; they're going to be destroyed by the marble. The boat carried them across the waters of this world. The boat carried them across the ma'im hazeidainim of this world, the oisius. Of the olive base. And Hashem Shabbat says, by Atav Kobesh Allah Teva. By they say, Davki is Chasku Hamoichin Ve'ahav V'yir. And the Davki through the Isis, there comes his Chaskis. To the Moichin, to the intellect, that's Chabad. Ve'ahav V'yir, and the emotions, love and fear. V'chein Hugam Kain Be'inyi Mitzvah Tama Torah, B'dibur Davki, as I said before. Therefore, the Mitzvah of learning Torah is B'dibur Davki. It's not reading, it's speaking, saying the words. K'mayim HaChazal, L'maytzayeihem b'peh, to utter and to bring out the Oisius Davke of learning b'peh, with your mouth, not just to read with your eyes. V'atamuva, and we understand. These are horses. The Oisius HaSuseyesh. Because the root of the Isis is higher, of the horse, is higher and really greater than the seichel, than the intellect, and the midas. And therefore the Isis can take you to places where, can take you where your seichel and your midas can take you. The Isis, the suseish. L'chein al yodam davke ha'ala, that through the Isis davke is an aliyah. Al yodam davke ha'ala, the ascent takes place davke through the Isis. And if, and you could be having all this, you could be reading this, but if you don't say the Oisius, then the Ik is Chosim and Asayfe. V'chein agadam davke, yiyah gam kena hamshocha k'mavur b'mokamache, minyan susan duchrin v'susan nukvam, and I can go into that now, it's a much deeper inyan, but the Zohar makes a distinction between male horses and female horses. It's the whole the continuation of this inyan, but we're not going to go into that. But that's the ride that a person takes on the susay eish of the Isis. Now, so what is that? How do we connect to that? And what does that mean more to on a simple level for people like us? And how can we try to come back to that more so that we'll be able to get these rides to places that are beyond our own thoughts and our own feelings? So next week we'll continue to learn an amazing Torah. We'll learn a Limud Mitzvah Shem from Rav Mendel of Vitebsk. Well, let's see how this works. Good Shabbos.